Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited. I'm always excited when I get to introduce you to a real live entrepreneur, a real live small business owner, somebody who's out there making it happen on Main Street where the rubber meets the road, you know, hiring and buying and selling and just making it happen. And we got an outstanding example of that with us right now. Someone who's a founder of a company, a co-founder of an outstanding organization called Hanky Panky. I'm not making this up. That's the name of the company. Lita Orzech is chief executive officer of this organization that she founded with her partner, who's president and creative director, Gail Epstein. Lita, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success now, 30 years in the business.
32, to be precise.
You guys were only 8 when you started, weren't
That's
you?
That's exactly right.
I love this, though, folks. Here, I'm reading. This is, I love the language that they use here, folks. And now I'm going to do my best, Lita, not to get myself into too much trouble here. But I just go, sometimes I go places and things happen, so I'm making no promises. But folks, listen to this. Hanky Panky has set a new standard for thongs. Now, that's my kind of company, Lita. I want to thank you for that.
Well,
what does that mean?
Well, it means that thongs had a very poor reputation many years ago before Gail invented our thong. Thongs were thought of as very trashy.
Trashy?
And very uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Now, this goes back over 20 years.
Yeah.
It was about...
So you've made a non-trashy, comfortable thong.
Yes, which is sort of oxymoronic.
I was going to say, isn't that the whole idea of a thong, is to be trashy?
Well, no.
Oh,
because
okay.
Because when fashions got closer to the body... and pants were tighter.
Yeah.
It was very important not to show panty lines.
I hate it when that happens.
That is, it's a very, very, very bad look.
Yeah.
It's called a VPL, a visible panty line.
I know it. I hate those.
So, A, you want to get rid of that, and B, you want to be comfortable because you're going to wear that underpant all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So, comfort has always been a very high, very, very important design priority for Gail Epstein, my business partner, the co-founder, and old friend of mine for all these years.
Well, now in fact, tell the audience the story about how the company was founded, what Gail did to kind of get you guys kicked off.
Well, Gail has been designing her entire life, and we were friends for, about 10 years, before a birthday at which Gail gave me a gift, and the gift was a little bra, a little bikini, a set that she cut up from hand-embroidered handkerchiefs.
Wow.
And she refashioned them and...
And made you some... Now, that's a pretty unique birthday gift. You got to admit that.
It is. And it
I personally have never done anything like that for any of my friends.
Well, I would be incapable of doing that.
Yeah.
And Gail is quite ingenious.
Sounds like it.
And I loved the gift. Of course, I had a full-time job doing... something outside of the garment industry.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we both sort of looked at each other and slapped our heads and said, hey, let's try to market this thing.
Right.
And that's so,
obviously you saw the quality, you saw the creativity, and you liked it as a woman, and you said, you know, maybe there are other women would like this. Because apparently what she gave you was something she couldn't go out and buy.
That's correct. It was unique. And also, because it was made from handkerchiefs, the name Hanky Panky just kind of, you know, flew out at us.
and that twinkle in your eye, too, Lita.
Yes.
That was part of it, not just the hanky thing, but the twinkle in your eye.
It's, yes, that double entendre.
Yeah, I can see that just from talking to you, and I've got your lovely picture here in front of me. I can see that little twinkle. So, what's the website? Give us the website.
Our website is hankypanky.com, and right now it is a branding website. We hope that people have a lot of fun on it.
It's the most interesting website I've ever seen.
Yes,
it's the way you guys did this, folks. If you know, even if you're not interested in their products, which I'm trying to understand who wouldn't be, male or female, you're going to want to go see this website too. But the way you do this is pretty interesting. When we come back after these messages, Lita Orzech is who's chief executive officer of Hanky Panky. I'm going to say this name as much as I can this visit, and because I like it and I have an excuse for doing it. She and I are going to be right back, and we come back. We're going to talk about how they grew the business, and how they worked with customers, and things that you and I can use. 20 Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. One man, one guitar right there, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsey Buckingham, the lead guitar player, one of the lead singers of Fleetwood Mac. If you ever see him perform that song, if you ever get a chance, you should watch it. It's an incredible performance. The way he plays that guitar and sings that song is really, really compelling. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, still rocking after all these years. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you, and we hope you'll use it. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff. Everything under the small business sun right there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I have the very distinct honor, folks, of introducing you to Lita Orzech, who is the co-founder, along with Gail Epstein, of the company Hanky Panky. They make intimate apparel, and I made the faux pas a minute ago off the air, I think, Lita, of calling it underwear. And you know, of course, you know me, I'm a guy, so I'm just thinking naturally, but it's intimate apparel. And when I go to your website, I see that it's high quality, high class stuff. There's nothing tawdry, nothing trashy there. It's all really good stuff, and it's the kind of things that, I mean, underwear, men have underwear. We just put it on, it's functional, we do it. Women think of their intimate apparel as fashion, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you actually imagine, I mean, when you put clothes on, I mean, my wife talks about this. She tells me that when she wears her underwear and it's pretty stuff, she feels, it makes her feel better.
Oh, underwear has the power of underwear.
Intimate
apparel has the power to transform. There's no question about it. And it does have to be on trend. We think about color. We think about silhouette.
Yeah,
boy shorts, for instance, are a very popular silhouette right now.
Mm-hmm.
They really weren't in existence a while back. And just as thongs have become quite mainstream, whereas a couple of decades ago, mm-hmm. nobody even wanted to talk about them.
Well, you know, if I want to feel pretty, I wear a pink shirt. I don't change my underwear, but women do, don't they?
This is completely a
woman thing, and you guys have tapped into that with Hanky Panky. Now, talk to us about how you grew your business.
We grew our business very conservatively and very organically. It grew by word of mouth because of the incredible nature of our comfortable thong. Women were not used to having a comfortable thong, and so they actually started talking to each other about it.
Of all the things that you guys offer, and you offer lingerie, panties, and bridal elements, and things like that, house coats, and things like that. Of all the things, it sounds like you're saying that the way you created this comfortable, as you say, thong, and the new standard, you say, for thongs. You think that's what really launched you guys?
Well, the thong wasn't developed until we'd been in business for about 15 years.
Right.
15 to 20 years. So what we were offering was beautiful, comfortable, garments in camisoles, chemises, mm-hmm. sleepwear. We stressed cotton in our sleepwear and stretchy fabric, stretch lace. We have a signature stretch lace that is comfortable, beautiful, takes color well. We didn't advertise. We didn't have investors.
You screwed organically, didn't you?
Organically, a solid company where everything was made and still is made in this country.
Good for you.
Gail and I are have certain ethics about mm-hmm. the way we live and run a business.
And that is such a classic philosophy for America's small business owners, and I think it's one of the things that makes America great, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do, and I'm so sorry that some other companies have given business a bad name.
Yeah, yeah, I am too.
It certainly has caused every business to suffer from burdens of compliance and mm-hmm. All kinds of laws that we now have to adhere to because other people were bad.
Now, it's hankypanky.com, right?
Hankypanky.com.
Hankypanky.com. I like saying that. I'm going to say it as much as I can, folks, while I have an excuse to. All right, Lita, when you call on customers to sell, because all of your stuff is sold through retail, right? Through retail stores, right?
Yes.
Right now, right?
Yes,
you're working on an e-commerce site, but right now it's all sold through other companies that sell your products. Give us an example. Who are some of the companies?
The Better Department Stores, Nordstrom's, Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's,
Macy's.
And we rely on our smaller specialty stores who really helped us grow. We've got thousands
boutiques,
all around the country.
Little boutiques around the country?
Yes.
Yeah. And so when you're working with these people and you're in the process of meeting them, getting to know them, and closing them, what is the process you go through of making contact with them? How do you go from a phone call to an email to whatever, and then maybe actually deciding to go meet them?
Well, we have sales reps who work around the country.
Yeah.
Who actually carry sample lines the good old-fashioned way and go to see their customers at their...
So they literally go out and knock on doors. They walk up face-to-face the old-fashioned way.
That's right.
And how do you feel about that kind of an approach?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. It's personal, and it's the way... You have to know your customer's business in order to sell to them.
It's kind of hard to get to know their business by email, isn't it?
Well, of course, we rely on that nowadays.
Right.
But it's person to person, and we have a showroom in New York where people...
Lita, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks, after these messages. More to come with one of the co-founders of Hanky Panky, Lita Orzek. There's the Platters, ladies and gentlemen. I know this has been around a long time, but I'm telling you, that's Tony Williams, and there's no better voice than that sound. Those people that broke that wrote those songs and sang that music is just classic stuff. You got to have it. You can't do without it, can you, Lita?
No, absolutely not.
You love the Platters, don't you?
Yes.
Lita Orzek, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. Lita Orzek is co-founder and chief executive officer of Hanky Panky. This company they call Hanky Panky. I'm saying it as many times as I can, Lita. And then Gail Epstein, who is her co-founder and creative director. They're partners in the business. And of course, the chairman of the board is Henry. And tell the audience who Henry is.
Oh, Henry is our muse. Henry is a standard poodle. well, she's masquerading as a standard poodle.
Yeah, and look at this. I mean, the face. The face is on the website, folks. I mean, how could you not love that face?
She's a human.
Yeah, and so she's the chairman of the board. So, Hanky Panky sells intimate apparel, high quality, classy intimate apparel. Is there any plans for a bustier line or anything like that? Lita.
Well, we have bras.
Yeah.
And from time to time, we have had what you would call bustiers.
You'll let me know when those come out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Be sure to let me know when they're on the website and when.
Well, you're going to be on our email list, and you should be a fan.
Right. Oh, I will. I promise you I will be. All right, so let's get back to business, Gail, mm-hmm. Before I get into too much more trouble. Lita, let's talk about connecting with customers. Now, your salespeople use the telephone, they use email, they communicate back and forth with customers. You do the same thing, but at some point in time, how big a deal is it to go out and literally look people in the eye?
It's very, very important. It is not the only thing. The other thing that is extremely important, particularly with the big stores, is that we actually help them plan their business. It's become mm-hmm. a very numbers-oriented
right.
business these
right.
days.
Less relationship, more numbers?
No, equal parts, relationship
yeah.
and
yeah.
numbers.
Yeah.
Particularly, the big stores have a lot of vendors to think about, and they actually don't have a lot of time to track sales
right.
of individual brands.
So you become their partner in that, don't you?
We are definitely in a partnership with the big stores.
Mm-hmm. How much time do they give you to see them face to face? Do they actually, you know, I've actually had some people to say, you know, look, I'd love to see you, but just send me an email.
No, we're established, and we're a very important part of several department stores' departments. Our products provide some of the highest margins in their intimate apparel.
Yeah, and good traffic, too.
Good traffic, and so when these stores come in, they frequently come to see us in New York. Our meetings could go on for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's not unusual.
Right. So how do you, whenever your salespeople are out in the field and they're trying to, they hear about a boutique somewhere or a department store somewhere, how do they make the decision when to stop the phone call, when to stop the email, and just to go see these people face to face? Do you know about that?
Well, that's a good question, and I guess, you know, there's some gut decisions that have to be made. I don't think there's a cut-and-dried way to answer that question. But we also give our salespeople direction. We get many, many inquiries from stores who want to carry our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Not every store should carry the brand. It's
right.
very important for us to keep the brand exclusive.
You're protecting it.
We protect it, and we make
yeah.
sure that there aren't too many
mm-hmm.
stores concentrated to dilute the power of the brand.
Right. Now, what you sell is not something for everybody, and it shouldn't be, and it's for, or if, who, you know, it's a high-quality item. Lita, we got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to say to small business owners out there?
Oh, well, this is a very rough time. What to do during this down economy, I think you really do have to connect with your customers. Listen to them and let them know that they are a part of your brand. Don't jump on the promotional bandwagon. We absolutely have to do things for our customers, but don't hurt your brand in the process.
Protect your brand in the process. Well said. The company's name is Hanky Panky. The website is Hanky Panky. Lita Orzek is a co-founder of Hanky Panky. Gail Epstein, also co-founder of Hanky Panky. How many times have I said that this time, Lita?
You've said it so many times. I love you.
I'll give you a chance to hug me because you and I are going to see each other in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks, Lita, for being here. Good job today. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I didn't get into too much trouble, did I, folks?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.